What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Self-Helpless Snacks, where we give you a little taste of the Self-Helpless podcast with some quick tips and inspo via a mini episode. I'm Delaney Fisher, and today I'm chatting with Maya Toll. Maya is a best-selling and award-winning author. Her work includes Letting Magic In, The Night School, The Wild Wisdom series, and she's the co-owner of The Herbiary, which is a retail store with locations in Philadelphia and Asheville. And Maya shares how she made the decision to leave her teaching career to go and study herbalism in Ireland, and the things that led to making this change. So if you're experiencing what Maya refers to as an autumn type of season in your life, where things are kind of falling away and you're caught in between resisting these changes or going with the flow, she's offering up one of her very cool experiences and some practical tips that might really help you during this time. Just a heads up, my full conversation with Maya is currently available via my email list for free, and you can access that at DelaneyFisher.com. All right, here's Maya Toll. The fact that you left your teaching career and moved to Ireland, I have to know what happened. How did you know that you needed a change from teaching to Ireland?
So I didn't know that I needed a change. I was super happy with my life. You know, I think that a lot of people think that your life has to be a hot mess to decide that you need to change things. But I was living in a fabulous Victorian house that I shared with two of my best friends. I had a number of like freelance teaching jobs, like really fun gigs that I'd found for myself. And I was really happy. And then my life started to unravel. And I had stepped into some nature-based spiritual practices in the preceding years. And I looked at this unraveling and I was like, okay, we can panic right now as one roommate decides to move in with her boyfriend, the other one decides to move back to New York City, or we can consider this an autumn. The leaves are falling. Everything's falling away. Is it time to resist or is it time to go with the flow? And I decided it was time to go with the flow. I had no idea where the flow was going, but I thought, well, let's see. Let's see what happens if instead of resisting, I step in on purpose, consciously, and help things fall apart.
Oh, what a quote. Help things fall apart. That's delicious. Now, where were you living at the time before you left for Ireland?
So I was in the Hudson Valley of New York. I'd been living in New York City. I was a teacher in New York City, and I moved upstate because I couldn't afford anything in the city. So I moved upstate to a little town called Beacon. And at the time, Beacon was just a little factory town that was kind of, you know, really like the classic town fallen on hard times, you know, the boarded up windows and everything else. And so you could get a house for a song, And during the time I was living there, one of the big New York City museums decided to open an outpost in Beacon, and they bought one of the old factories for their sculpture collection. So all of a sudden, you know, the city was on the map for Manhattanites wanting a place to get away for the weekend. So I sold my house for 3 times what I bought it for.
Wow, the timing of that, so wild.
The timing of it was wild, and I had been working on the house myself, like physically doing the labor of restoring this house for 3 years. So there was a lot of profit there, which I took and said, well, I'm sitting on more than my teacher's salary has ever allowed me to bank. And I'm giving myself a year off. And I really just thought of it as a year off. I thought of it as like kind of I'm gifting myself a sabbatical. And when it's over, I'll go back to teaching. But I didn't.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
How did this idea or opportunity to like go to Ireland, how did that happen?
Nature abhors a vacuum. And I was creating this huge vacuum in my life. I was just letting everything go away. And I was like, you know, some really nasty shit could come in if I don't start to control the story here a little bit. But like I said, I had no idea what I wanted to do. Like, this was not planned. So I started making lists. One day I listed out everything I'd ever wanted to learn about. Another day I listed out every place I'd ever wanted to visit. And I had these lists like taped up all over the house. And one night during this list building process, I had a dream. And in the dream, a woman with like hair down to her knees flew me over the ocean. And we came to this island that was like totally wooded, but I knew it was Ireland. And she said, this is where you need to go for your initiation. Oh my goodness, Delaney, there's a hummingbird at my window.
No
Holy
way.
Kamali.
Come on. This is so juicy. This is
wow.
So cool.
That's the first one of the season. They come around for just a few weeks where I live. So I'm just putting this together right this minute. The end of this message that she gave me, which I actually share in Letting Magic In, it was go and study the birds. And a hummingbird just appeared at the window.
No freaking way. Oh.
So I woke up, and first of all, I was like very fixated on go and study the birds. What the heck does that mean? Like all my friends were like, the birds, you're supposed to work at a hawk sanctuary. You know, like we're all trying to figure this out.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what it meant, but I was like, okay, I've got Ireland and I have my list. So I sat down, and this was before Google, y'all. So my search engine of choice was Alta Vista. I pop into Alta Vista, Ireland Plus pottery, Ireland Plus weaving, Ireland Plus. And the internet was still young enough that you weren't getting like, you know, hundreds of pages of returns. And I literally only got one hit that seemed viable as a thing that I could go do. And it was from my search of Ireland Plus herbalism. And I opened the webpage, and there is this woman sitting in front of a hearth, long red hair, cloak. She's wearing a cloak.
Oh my
gosh. And I was like, yeah, no, we're not doing that.
That's not who I saw in the dream.
So for a couple weeks, I just kept rerunning my searches, and this red-haired woman in her cloak keeps popping up. And I was like, okay, I'm going to Ireland to study with a red-haired woman in a cloak.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe I'm
self. Thank you for tuning in to the Self Helpless Podcast. You can find our Patreon community, merch, and other goodies at selfhelplesspodcast.com. We'd be thrilled if you left an iTunes review, shared this episode with a friend, or post about it on Instagram and tag at Self Helpless Podcast so we can repost you and say hi. Thanks, everyone.